Welcome, guys. I am super, 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 super excited for today's episode. Oh my God, we have a special guest coming on, and I want you guys to stay tuned because we're going to be talking about the spiritual journey, and this is someone that I want you guys to get to know and to hear her story. So welcome, guys. I am Najm P. Lee of NajmLee.com, and you have entered the NLHT show right here on anchor.fm/NLHT. Stay tuned because this is going to rock your world. I have so much to offer you guys today, and this particular interview is going to knock your socks off. All right, so let's pay some bills and I'll be right back. Najm Lee's Healing Temple is a learning and healing space to experience health, wellness, spirit, and blissful magic. Offering great services in meditation, intuitive readings, spiritual advice, and Reiki healing. Go experience Najm Lee's Healing Temple by booking a session today. Go to www.najmlee.com. That's www.najmlee.com. Hey everyone, I just wanted to really quickly mention this audio for today's podcast. I truly apologize. We just had some technical difficulties, and I really thought that it recorded really well. You will see, but obviously, retrograde is still kicking in, so I do apologize, but I really would encourage you to listen through the whole thing as best as you can because there are some really juicy nuggets that are dropped in this show today, and I just would love for you to enjoy. So please forgive me on that, but next week we will return with some better quality audio. Thank you so much for understanding.
About you, how did Canada become home to you? Were you born there? Well, first and foremost, I just want to thank you for having me on the show and, you know, being a platform for me to share my story. But I was not born in Canada. I'm actually of Caribbean descent. So I was born in the Caribbean. And I came to Canada when I was about 8 years old. So it's definitely been my home for the last 18 years. But I'm loving it. And it's definitely a very open and welcoming atmosphere where you don't necessarily have to stick to any religious denomination, but you can be open and practice your religion or spirituality. So
that's Canada awesome.
Is. Yeah.
That is so awesome. It's one thing I love about up there. But anyway, so also just tell us about, like, let's just dive into it. When did you first start, like, on your spiritual journey? Like, when did it first happen for you? Because everybody's different.
Okay. I would say I started on my spiritual journey about 3 years ago, but I have definitely been having certain activities in my life happen from a very young age. I would say about 8 years old is when I first started realizing that there was something different about me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, 8 years old is pretty young. What was something different that you realized, like, okay, this is so not what I'm used to?
I was having a dream, and I was having very lucid dreams. So I was seeing people, and mostly relatives, who had passed. And I was just very sensitive to people and their emotions. So it could be anywhere from me being around my cousin and the excitement of, you know, going out to play or going up mountain or whatever it is, or me having to go to a funeral and just being extremely sad and extremely emotional in regards to it. But it always just came all of a sudden out of nowhere. So I'd be completely fine prior to, and then I step into the atmosphere, and all of a sudden my emotions were affected. So my parents definitely made sure they kept me away from certain things just because I would have such an adverse reaction to it.
So do you think you're coming from a family lineage of other ones that recognize their spiritual journey, like other relatives that you know, like maybe your mom or your dad or so forth?
Definitely. It's funny. Because my parents are both born and raised Catholics.
Oh, wow.
So they grew up in the church. My mom actually went to an all-girls school where the teachers were nuns. My dad went to an all-boys school where they had, you know, pastors and nuns working with them. But definitely on my mother's side, I have my grandmother, who was very spiritual. She was not necessarily religious, and growing up in the Caribbean, when someone is spiritual or different from what they consider normal, you start hearing things like, you know, Obia and voodoo and things like that. So there are quite a few people that would say things like that in regards to my grandmother. And then I also learned throughout my journey that on my father's side, my father is actually very connected, and also my grandfather.
And it's funny because that's what a lot of people say, like, it's either somebody or it's passed down. You really hear, like, it's either, like, they just picked it up, but for the ones that I know, like, it's always been somewhere in the lineage or in the generation line that they would cross into. So that's really good. So that means you really have, like, a good structure, a core around you that you can tap into.
Definitely a good foundation, but, you know, growing up, you don't know these things.
Yeah.
Like, you hear things, and you see things, and you're a part of different circumstances and situations, but I find as an adult is where I started seeing more of that spiritual aspect, although it was kind of clouded or under the umbrella of religion, because growing up, I guess, in the 60s and 70s, my parents, they were taught to conform. So the island is majority, like, either Baptist or Catholic, and their parents were Catholic. So everything was about church. And so I think they had a struggle finding their spirituality. But when you hear them speak, like, my mom would talk about dreams that she had, or having seen things or felt things, and she never related it to spirituality. It's just that's what it was. And she would Isaiah Psalms in the Bible, and everything would be okay.
Right. Oh, wow. That's powerful. I want to dive into, like, when you started seriously on your journey 3 years ago, but we're going to do that, like, right after these messages. So, guys, stay tuned. We're going to get back to Nehemiah right after these beautiful messages.
I will not say it was a choice. I think sometimes in life, when we tend to try to get away from what our true purpose is, if that's what it's supposed to be, it's going to just keep coming back. So for me personally, I had just embarked on a huge journey. I had just gotten married and was kind of just living life. Like, a year before you get married is probably one of the most hectic because, you know, you're spending ridiculous amounts of money, you're working like crazy, all of, like, you put a lot of energy into your life just to attain that one day, you know, the perfect wedding is every bride's goal. So, the year before, I started buying crystal. Now, mind you, and a small and a singing bowl. So I bought these things and I just thought they were pretty and they just really, I really needed them. It was a need in my life, not necessarily a want. And I think the month before the wedding, I looked around my room and I had crystals everywhere. Like, I had crystals by the window, I had crystals on my vanity, and I just really liked being around them. And obviously, when you start working with certain things, you do research about them. So I knew that you had to, when you bought them, you had to blend them. So, you know, you're using sage or sound to blend them, and then you set the intention. So I had the whole thing going on with crystals, and I'm pretty sure people that came by my house were probably like, what the hell would these girls be fucking up? It was crazy. So that's how it started in regards to those. And then came my wedding, which was not exactly what I expected it to be. Like, my wedding day was beautiful, but after my wedding, things just slowly went downhill. So we found out we had to move. I started getting into it with my bridesmaids, and this kind of started during the process of preparing for the wedding. I started seeing certain things, and I didn't pay attention to it because I was busy planning my wedding.
Right.
So when 2 weeks after my wedding, like, relationships that I had invested in for probably the last, I would say 10 to 15 years. I think the smallest was probably about 3-4 years, just started to crumble. So it was, yeah, it was pretty crazy. So we had moved from Ontario and we moved here, and I thought things would be, you know, perfect. You know, it's the honeymoon stage. You are expecting everything to be wide and airy and breezy like a damn CoverGirl commercial. But it was everything but. Like, we moved into this space, and now I know it was not the right space for me. It just did not blend with my energy. But at that time, like, I got a job, and I was just so tired, and my kids were having nightmares. I joined this online community thinking, you know, this is going to help me propel into my spirituality, because I started having dreams upon dreams upon dreams. And I'm not talking like, okay, one dream. Right. Like, let's say for the week, I would have 5 different dreams. And they all start the same. And I was like, okay, you know, something's going on.
Right.
So I started paying more attention to the spiritual community, and because I was just drawn to it. And I started noticing that these people had a lot in common with me, but I couldn't understand how they got to the point where they were in their journey. So it was like I was starting from scratch, and I just started meditating and using my crystals to help with the meditation. And I'm like, okay, this is what they're for. Like, they actually attune your energy, and they help with your energy. So things started making more sense. And then the complete downfall happened, and I thought I was grasping at straws, like trying to get help for myself, trying to find, you know, someone, anyone that could explain to me and help me what I was going through. And I remember this lady was doing a reading online. There's a few of them, you know, you do a donation or it's a free, like, 5-minute reading or whatever, and they chose me to do the reading. And she was doing the reading, she's like, you know, you have the ability to do this. I was like, what? She's like, to do readings. I'm like, what do you guys want? She's like, well, I'm reading you and I see here that you're a very spiritual being and you have a lot of gifts. I'm like, So I was like, I don't know what kind of shit is I'm talking about. I got gifts. Like, what gifts? Like, I think shop really good. Like, is that a gift? Like, swiping a debit card? She's, I can do that. But I'm going to talk about cooking. I'm like, I can really cook. But she's like, no, you're clear audience and you have psychic ability, so you really need to start tuning in. And I was like, uh-huh. So I left it at that, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to leave this on the wall, because apparently she is not all there. So I had gotten a message from her the following week, and she's like, I have an assignment for you. I need to go out and buy either a tarot deck or oracle deck, and I need you to attune that to your energy and use it. I was like, uh-huh. Attune what? What? Like, I am not a car. What is this woman talking about? But, you know, I was like, you know what, there's a reason why she's reaching out to me. And this is actually a pretty good reader. Like, I saw a lot of people going to her, and anytime she was doing readings, there was like 200 to 300 people in these groups trying to get a reading from her or paying for a reading from her. I'm like, you know what, I can just do it. Like, what can I do? Okay, whatever. I remember my first deck was the Keeper of Light, like Keeper Oracle deck. And I started using it, and there was other groups that I had found online where you could actually do readings yourself. So I signed up, and, you know, some of them you had to be tested in order to do a reading, and some of them you just did 3 readings. So at first I was just doing 3 readings, and people were like, oh my gosh, you know, you're spot on, you know, exactly this is it. And I was amazed, because I didn't really believe that I had the ability to. But obviously it was coming out. So that's how it really started in that sense. Right. And then let's fast forward to how we met.
Did you know you can support our show with a monthly donation? That's right. Please support our growing podcast, The NLHT Show, a place to discuss spirituality and daily steps of living as spirit. You can donate a monthly basis to help us produce weekly podcasts and sustain it. You can do 99 cents per month, $4.99 per month, or even $9.99 per month. Whatever you give, we totally appreciate it, and we appreciate you. Namaste.
Hey, I don't know exactly what to say at the moment, but I'm glad that I came across your stuff. As I've been trying to get many people, not really too much, but I jumped into this app, Anchor, and it's really good. Especially if you're just, you know, like you were speaking in your first episode, that you just want to get started and move along. But anyways, I wanted to commend you. I like what you're doing, and I would like to, you know, meet you even more, you know, so I'm leaving a message to furthermore connect with people. I think there was something I also wanted to mention, but it'll come back to me. Anyways, it's good to meet and reach out.
Okay, guys, we are back. We're doing a part two. And I'm super excited. So we still have our beautiful guest, Yemaya Nefer, and she was just about to get into how we met. And I know you guys have a bunch of questions you should be asking. Either leave a comment down below, a voice comment, like how we do here on Anchor.fm. Leave a voice comment, line up them questions, because we'd love for her to answer. And also, if you have any questions regarding spirituality, or if you feel like, oh my gosh, her story is so much like mine, let me know by liking this podcast today, this particular episode. All right, guys, so let's get back into it. We are here at the NLHT show right here on anchor.fm/NLHT. So you were about to tell us how we met and why we met, because it was so interesting. This particular group that we were a part of brought a lot of people together, which was a positive, and allowed a lot of people to really start researching, like really dive in more and trying to understand their pathway. I think so many people from all walks of life came through this particular group, but for some reason, out of over 15,000 people, we met. How did that happen?
Okay, so let's tell the news, because this is part of the downfall. I think this was probably one of the, not necessarily the lowest point, because I kind of found my power in this situation. So after moving and, you know, being in this house, working, the kids are in school, I noticed a change in my son. And he had just gotten really withdrawn, and I couldn't understand for the life of me why this was happening. So, like, you know, he's always such a happy child. He was always so, not necessarily bubbly, but he was always somebody that had a smile on his face, was always in a good mood. And I noticed, like, he started fighting with his siblings, that he was very sad a lot of the time and got extremely outspoken. So I remember one day, just something said to me, just speak to him, like ask him something. So he came in my room and I'm like, are you okay? No, I'm lying. He had gotten into an argument with his brother. And so he came downstairs and I'm looking at him and I can see the anger in him. So I'm like, what's wrong? And he said nothing. And I'm like, no, like seriously, what's wrong? What's bothering you? What's been going on with you? And he looked at me and my son just started crying. And he's like, oh, they say that people don't like me and nobody likes me and that you guys don't really love me. And I'm like, what? Hold on. I'm like, what are you talking about, you know?
Like, how long had that been going on for, like, a few days or weeks?
Well, the arguments and stuff had been happening. Like, siblings always argue, so I wasn't alerted by the arguments, but it was a two-day span that I kind of noted a real change in him, like since his birthday. And he had just turned, I want to say 10, yeah. So I was like, what's going on with this child? So he came and I asked him, and he just broke down. And he's like, oh, they keep telling me that no one loves me and no one likes me and I don't have any real friends. I'm like, who is telling you this? Because, you know, the mama bear in me came out. Like, I'm ready to fight. Like, who's my child? And so I'm thinking he's going to tell me that somebody from school was picking on him or whatever. But he's like, oh, the people by the stairs. So I was like, the what?
Oh,
he's like,
wow.
Oh, at the top of the stairs, like, they sit there and they tease me and they taunt me. And I'm like, what? What do you mean they? Like, who? He's like, it's like a shadow, but like when I come home from school, they'll be like, oh, why are you so happy? You don't have any friends. Or when I had the birthday party and I was growing up, these are my friends. They were like, oh, these people don't really like you, and your family doesn't love you. And I'm like, what? So now I'm standing there, and obviously I see the emotion on my child's face, and I see how he's reacting to this, and I'm not going to take it as a joke. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to post to this group that we were excited. I'm posting to a group because maybe someone can help me, because something is happening here and it's affecting my child. And like I say on a day-to-day basis, you can mess with me all you want, but when it comes to my children, girl, it's a whole other story. So I had posted the video in the group, and some people had messaged me about it. I think one other gentleman had messaged, like, inboxed me, and he told me that I needed to cleanse the space and to pray with him. And he told me I needed to take down the video. And I was like, why do you take down the video? He said, because there are people and there are entities in this group that are not of light, love, truth, and honesty. And they could be using this as a way to connect with your son on a negative platform. And I was like, what? So I was like, okay. But before I had the opportunity to do that, you had responded to the video. And you're just like, you know, you need to cleanse the space and you need to check where his bed is positioned, and you need to get him something to wear, like a crystal or an object of protection that's going to protect him from any negative energies and then any negative entities. And I was like, oh, okay. So it was a pretty simple response in regards to, you know, spirituality and how you feel about things. But I was just like, you know what? I'm going to message her. And I think in the message, it said, oh, message you if I had further concerns or further questions. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to message her. So I messaged you. And in talking, I decided I wanted to do a reading with you. So I was like, okay. We booked the reading. And then the reading was booked for Monday, like a Monday morning. I'm like, okay, this is cool. Like, I'm good on Monday and everything's fine. So I went about the house, I cleansed it, I took him to the crystal store, closest to me, got him some obsidian to wear on his neck. I placed certain crystals in the room to lighten up the space. I did sound therapy. Like, I went all out. I was burning faces for a point. People probably thought I was burning weed in my house, because it was smoking. Like, I was smoking the bitches out. So I done that. And now it was Sunday night, and I felt so good. Like, the space felt so much lighter. And I'm like, oh my God, like, this makes so much sense. The other gentleman I had spoken to had told me to get frankincense and myrrh, incense, and burn that, or the resin. So I got those, I was burning those, and I felt good. I felt light, he felt better, and I knew I had to continue to do it, because obviously for my child to be that traumatized, it wasn't going to be very simple to get rid of whatever the hell it was that had came and decided to, you know, have him. So Sunday night was fine, you know, I was on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, doing my thing, whatever, whatever. Monday morning now, and I believe it was a holiday, the kids were home, and I'm just sitting there, I was like, okay, you know, let me start getting myself together, because I have this reading, so let me charge my phone. So I went to charge my phone, and I noticed that my Wi-Fi wasn't working, like the internet wasn't working, I was like, So I contacted my neighbor, and I'm like, hey, you know, is your Wi-Fi working? Because at that point, I lived in like a duplex, so my neighbor beside me, we all shared the same internet, right. And it was like the highest speed, the best quality, like I've never had an issue, and I was living there at this point for like, let's say, 5 months, right. Never had an issue before then. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, you know what, he was going to unplug the box and plug it back in. I'm like, okay, cool. That happened, nothing.
What the hell? That was such a crazy day. Oh my God. Right? Yeah.
And then my phone itself, the connection wasn't working. Because I was trying to call my husband, it was not connecting. It was telling me the network was busy. I'm like, you know what, mind you, this is winter time. I'm like, I'm just going to go to my sister-in-law's house and use the internet there. And it's cool because she lived like 5 minutes away from me. So so I'm trying to call her, the phone's not connecting, it's not working. Mind you, I'm getting messages. So I'm like, how can I be getting messages, but I'm not able to make a call?
Right.
Something is not right. But I'm like, you know what, whatever. I get in the car, try to start the car, and the car won't start. I'm like, what the hell? So I stick with the car for a bit, and then I was like, you know what, I'm going to use my husband's car. So I jump in his car. I drive to my sister-in-law's house, and when you pull up to her driveway, you know when they say, if you want to know if your man's cheating, drive to the bitch's house, and if his Wi-Fi connects,
yes.
You know? It's like that scenario. So when you pull up to her house, the Wi-Fi was automatically connected, but I'm still trying to get on to her, because I'm like in my nightgown in this car.
Yep.
I was like, I'm not trying to get out of the car in my nightgown, so I just want her to know that I'm here. Still calling her, nothing. So I'm looking at the time, I'm like, oh shit, it's almost time for my reading. So I downloaded the app and I'm sitting there and I'm waiting. I'm like, I hope this works. So it worked, connected, we did the reading, and everything was so spot on. I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Of course, because you are essentially who you are, I got homework. And a bunch of things that I had to do. I was like, God damn it. I remember, like, other people were coming, like, other people in my family were coming up in my reading. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Why, like, this is my reading. Why are other people coming up? But that's another story. So they can comment below, and we can get into some more spiritual stuff if they want to. But, yeah, so that's essentially how we had connected.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the joke is, on my way home, when I got back home, the internet was working, the Wi-Fi was working, my phone was working, and my car was working. I was like, I don't know who was trying to block this meeting, but guess what? It happened. I got the information I needed to get. I had confirmation in regards to things happening in my life. And, you know, the rest is history. It's been what?
How long have we been? I was trying to think about how long now you took on. I think from that moment on, it's been serious. Like,
yeah.
Right?
Well, because of the things that were happening, it had, like, I had to take a step and become, like, walk into my power.
Yes.
I could no longer deny the things that were happening. And based on the things that I was doing to do to present to the space, it was working. So whatever doubt I might have had, and you know, as humans, we naturally have doubts when certain things aren't what we're accustomed to. But from that moment, I had to like legit let the studying and the homework became real. Like it became my life, and I had to start cleansing chakras, doing meditation, cleaning the space on like a weekly basis, and just really living my truth and walking in my power. And yeah, even that was a choice, girl.
Yeah, that was a challenge. But I'm super excited. You guys, you have no idea. I'm so proud of Yamiya. Like, literally, this beautiful name birthed not too long ago. And she is working through where it becomes a permanence for a time being in the universe. So, like, when you're on a spiritual journey like this, it's a little bit of a mix of mystery school that I'm bringing her in through. So first part, of course, like with anyone that I work with, is that you gotta deal with life first, like what's going on in your life, like all those things. You gotta face it, you gotta gunk it out, and then you gotta assess it, which Yamiya has done and continues to do. And I'm so like freaking proud of her, of her journey from when I first met her to where she is now. Like, it's two completely different beings, literally. Okay, would you agree?
Definitely. But honestly, the main piece of advice that I would give to anyone is that you need to be honest with yourself, and you need to be committed. Because I see a lot of people jumping into spirituality now because it's the trend.
Right.
And honestly, when I had started, it really was not the trend. I think people were just now hearing about certain things to do with spiritual aspect, but before I was definitely not selling dates at that point. So you have to really be committed to the journey if you want to ascend. And that's the most important piece of advice that I can give to anyone.
I think that's an awesome advice, and I want you guys to know that, you know, whenever you decide or whenever you get that awakening to really not ignore it, but really dive into it and really see where it takes you, because it's always for the best. Like, when it comes to a spiritual journey, it's always for the best and bring you into your best version of your higher self. And I think that's what we all desire while being on this earth plane, is to our best in every way possible, you know, to be giving to other people in so many ways, utilizing our talents. And speaking of talents, I'm sorry, Yummy, I'm gonna let them know she's a great reader, okay? Like, book her, seriously. She has a talent for tower reading, intuitive reading. She has a gift, guys, like a gift. Has really tapped into it, and literally she has a library of tarot cards, like a library. All right,
guys.
I have never seen a library of tarot cards until I met Yamaya. Okay, and she has used every single one of them. Okay, and so when you want like to tap in really well, I would recommend also, because she's just really cool and she's really great at what she does, and she goes straight to the point of a lot of things that she sees, right? Like, I don't know what it is, but she has a gift when it comes to intuitive reading, tarot reading, and understanding the cards like it's nothing. Like, she really gets it. So I'm going to, like,
I tell a lot of my clients, sorry to cut you, but I tell a lot of my clients that the cards don't lie. And I know you guys have heard this before. You've heard readers say the cards don't lie.
Right.
But what I tell you, these cards will tell even me about myself. Like, sometimes I'm like, yo, I don't even want to touch the cards because I know it's about the band. I don't really want to accept what they're going to tell me. You know, it's the truth. And sometimes it's difficult to hear certain things. And sometimes when it comes to clients, especially, I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, do I really need to let them know that I know this about them?
Right.
And the information that comes from, like, you guys could have eased into this just a little bit. Could have been a little lighthearted about the situation, but they, like, if, especially when we're talking to guides and ancestors, if they feel that you need to work on something, they are going to put it out there. They don't care if you're upset. They don't care if you don't want to hear it. If it's for your highest good, they're going to let you know. And it's up to you whether you essentially choose to deal with it or not. But it will keep recurring in your life to the point you'll be like, what the hell? Like, what? Everything's just not going the way I need them to. So it's not being harsh, guys. Universities sometimes need to deliver messages in the bluntest way possible for us to really take accountability for what we need to do and our actions.
Absolutely. So where can our audience reach you? Where are you at?
Well, they can definitely reach me on Facebook. We can put that information in the bottom aspect. Can we put it in the caption out there?
We can announce it now, and then we can always type it in as well, but announce it.
Well, we can definitely reach me on Facebook at Nepal Sweetness. I will be upgrading all my information very shortly, because as she just said, I have taken on a new aspect of self.
Yes.
In regards to what the universe needs me to take on to ascend completely. And you can also reach me at candyeyes@gmail.com for your personal reading. Now, it all really depends. Like, I do just a general reading, I do fellowship reading, as in, you know, what are the next steps you need to take in life, and then I also do oracle cards. So if you are afraid of the tarot, and if you feel like, you know, you just really don't want to deal with that energy, you can connect with your guides and your ancestors can get you on the right road without seeing the
Oh, awesome. So you guys, I'm going to put her information in the description as well. And so yeah, check her out. She's really beautiful and her spiritual walk is really great and she's expanded a lot and I'm totally proud of her. And I thank you so much for coming on the show today. Yamaya, thank you for sharing
your
story.
Thank you for having me. Oh my goodness. Honestly, I love your platform. And I tell people to you all the time. Sometimes I just question them. It's just letting you know that somebody is truly working in their path and they're working for the highest good of themselves and others. You need help with this end along those misguided souls that need help. Thank you for having me, guys.
Awesome. And so we're going to wrap the show up today, guys. Again, this is the NLHT show. I am your host, Najim Lee. And remember to listen to us here on anchor.fm/NLHT. Got any questions, leave them below. And I'll definitely have the beautiful Yamaya Nafer answer for you. And also don't forget, support, donate whatever you like on a monthly basis if you like. Everything will be down below and right after this. So thank you so much and we are
out. Have a good day, my dears. Have a good day. Bye.
Did you know I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube at Najim Lee? That's right, guys. Go follow me right there, right now. I'm always on Instagram at Najim Lee, Facebook at Najim Lee, Twitter at Najim Lee, and YouTube at Najim Lee with daily intuitive readings, two card general readings, Monday to Friday on YouTube. But check it out. My fave place, of course, is Instagram. So go follow me, go subscribe, and I'll talk to you over there.